This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
To me, if I were to carry cash, at least there's like a chance that I'm going to lose only $20 instead of $300.
Mm-hmm.
Like drop a $20 bill, not drop a $300 bill in MoneyGram form. Like that just is too dangerous for my absent-mindedness in my mind.
Yeah.
And like a check, if I drop it somewhere, like I could call up the person and be like, oh, void it, send me a new one, or call it my bank and like cancel a check or whatever. But cash scares me, and like MoneyGram scare me even more.
All right. So according to SoFi Learn, it can be used like cash, but it has the security of a check.
How?
Because it is linked to like your, like the issuer has a tracking system. It says if traveler's checks get lost or stolen, the issuer will replace the checks or give you a refund.
And is it like cleared immediately like cash so it can't bounce? Is that like the benefit? Like housing has had to take like a cashier check or traveler check, like something fancy. And then they said that we never paid it. And I was like, yes, we did. And they're like, we have no record. There's no way to trace it. And I said, yes, we do, because we have a yellow slip here. Get your crap together. We paid you. But there was like potentially no way. Like if we didn't have that yellow slip, it was like, nah, we don't know, but you got to pay us again.
I would be so mad.
Yeah. And it was like cash. Like they couldn't, it wasn't like we could just be like, oh, void it. And I was like, no, we need our money. And I'm like, get off my back, military housing. You suck. I have a copy right here. I'll send you a picture of it.
I don't want to give you any more of my money.
Right? You want to take way too much of it. Here, not so much, but at Langley, so much.
Mm.
And you saw our house there. Like it was, they were taking over $2,000, I think, for that house monthly.
That's wild.
Yeah. Like, I appreciated the security of knowing that there was a house and I wasn't going to get evicted, but it was a lot of money for the house. But, well, now we know.
Kind of. Still don't think I really understand the appeal.
Yeah. No, I don't find it. I think I understand it and I just don't find it appealing.
Like, fair. It's just not for me.
Like, what do you mean I can't just use my debit card?
Yeah.
If you don't take a debit card, I'm just not buying anything from you. I'm sorry.
This just isn't working anymore.
But I'm not young enough to have like the 500. Like, I don't have Venmo or Cash App. I think we have Zelle, and it's only because it's connected to our bank. Like, it's like a feature with our bank, not because we voluntarily signed up for it. I am an elder millennial.
I have all of them. Like, I don't use them a lot, but I have all of them.
Oh, I'm a PayPal queen, though. Like,
Okay, so you just have one and you stick to it.
Yeah, and I have the elder millennial one, though. Like, the one that was long before all of the other fancy ones. And when I'm doing, like, side jobs and talk to people, like with the photography, and I'm like, can I get a PayPal link? They're like, let me talk to my spouse and see if they have one. Or, like, let me talk to my mom and see if they have one. I'm like, okay. Listen here, y'all. Be like, you can money gram it to me. Carrier pigeon it to me. Anyways, so I can't say Cash App me money, dearest listeners. I don't have it. You can Cash App Ashley, though.
You can Cash App Ashley anytime.
Fund our adventures.
If you're enjoying this podcast, Cash App Ashley. It's like Patreon with none of the benefits.
All right. You want to bring us in?
Sure. Hello and welcome to the Adventure Mamas podcast. We are Ashley and Nikki, and today we are presenting the Adventure Mamas gift guide.
Woohoo!
We are very excited. Obviously, everything we do is a first, because this podcast is like 6 months old, but it's our first gift guide, and that's very exciting.
I wish I had jingle bells. Like, I just felt the need to ring jingle bells.
Insert jingle bell sound here.
Ashley's editing this one if she's inserting jingle bells. But we wanted to make a gift guide for fellow adventure moms, because y'all already know that we believe not all playgrounds are equal, but also not all toys are equal. And, you know, you can give your kids some sticks for Christmas, and I'm sure they would love that. But we also have some other ideas for some open-ended toys that are just helpful out adventuring or support adventure learning, or
I know we talked before we started recording, maybe it was yesterday, about how you kind of think ahead to what gear your kids are going to need for like the next season or the next year, kind of craft your gift giving around that.
I think about like my packing list, and I have a printed packing list because I'm a nerd. I'm thinking about what my kids are going to outgrow, or, you know, like the baby, what she might need. So her first Christmas, you know, kids don't really remember too much their first Christmas, especially she was born in September. So she was just a couple months old, and homegirl got a sleeping bag. She got a camping chair. She got the stuff.
Like, here's your gift. It's going in the closet until you need it in 2 years.
Yep. She got other gifts she liked too. Like, there's plenty of gift givers in our family. My kids end up being incredibly spoiled, regardless of what practical things we get them. But also, our kids love adventure, and they love, like, we've never been in a camping environment where they can set up their hammocks, but goodness, they remind me that they need to set up their hammocks like every 2 days. So they love them.
You guys don't have trees in your backyard, do you?
Nope.
Not at this time. We just finally set mine up in the backyard.
And it's been up for like a month and it's glorious. Do your kids let you actually be in it, or do they have they commandeered it?
I can be in it when daddy's home and daddy tells them that they can't be in it. But like, if I tell them that I want it to myself, that doesn't fly.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's no carries more weight, apparently.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fine. I mean, it's also better because like then there's someone to entertain them while they're not climbing in the hammock with me. So it works.
Yeah. You should just sneak out to your hammock sometimes. Set up some tiki torches to ward off the bugs.
Just run away. Pack myself around it.
My husband camps and sleeps in his hammock. So you could just do, but you need an underquilt and an overquilt or else you will freeze.
Yeah.
But if you get an underquilt and an overquilt, just go and sleep in your backyard. Get your 1,000 hours.
Never find me. They will never find me. It's amazing. Gonna start hiding there. Don't tell them.
Your son listens to the podcast. You're outed.
He can't listen to the gift guide episode. I'm gonna spoil his Christmas on the internet.
Oh, yeah. And I love you broke this up. I did a brain dump and then you organized our thoughts and you broke it up into stocking stuffers, kids gift, adventure parents, and gifts for the whole family, which I love that you remembered that the parents also can receive adventure gifts.
Yeah, I love an adventure gift.
I love a gift to the spa. I love a gift card to the spa, but also I love adventure gifts. Totally. But also the spa, if my husband is listening to this.
Both. Both are acceptable. An adventure that ends in a trip to the spa.
Ooh, perfect.
Preferable.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking, so that the internet knows, we're going on an adventure mama's trip. And I've been thinking about all the things that we should do. And I realized that, like, none of the things I want to do on just, like, a mom trip are adventures. Like, I want a pedicure. I want nice restaurant.
I mean, in a new place, those could all be adventures.
Yeah. There's some beautiful places around there, too. So we'll keep the internet updated on what our mom adventure unfolds to be.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
Also, we have the most time we've spent together without children is like 3 hours.
It's true. Oh, and it was going to get a pedicure and food.
Think of all the conversations we will both start and finish. Amazing.
No, I'll be there to interrupt you. Don't worry. I'm a great interrupter. All right. So do you want to start with stocking stuffers?
Sure. I go hard for stocking stuffers. I'm just going to throw that out there. Like, stocking stuffers, I really love doing stockings. And I know that not every family is big into stockings. But I grew up with a family that was big into doing stockings.
I love that for you.
It's like, I don't know. And we got to a point with my sisters where my mom was like, you know what? I need a break from things. So we started doing each other's. It would be like, here's your stocking and the 5 things I couldn't fit in it because I went overboard. Merry Christmas. So
I tried to fit a battery, like I say battery operated fan, like there are handheld ones. This was not a handheld one. This is one that was in our camper because my husband needs a fan to sleep. And so I tried fitting like probably a 10 inch wide battery operated fan into a stocking. It did not work. It was one of the ones that was given. Like, this is also a stocking stuffer. But I tried.
That would have been really impressive if you could have fit it.
Couldn't.
No.
No, I tried.
Oh, well.
It didn't happen. And it would have been a really funny looking stocking too if it was like stretched around that thing.
Yeah. All right, stocking stuffers. Most of what we have listed for our gift guide can be found and purchased on Amazon. And there's a couple that can't, and we'll tell you which ones those are when we get there.
And we'll link them. We'll try to find a way to link them all in like an Amazon store, but if not, follow us on social media. We'll probably link some stuff leading up to Black Friday there. Or as we see, like, Amazon deals and things, too. So follow us on Instagram at adventure.mamas.podcast. And keep an eye on the show notes. We'll try to get more detailed information and links to you guys the best that we can.
Nikki's going to make it happen. I believe in you.
Oh, Lord. Believe in me less. I need lower expectations.
Stocking stuffers.
Stocking stuffers.
Yeah. I love to fill my kids' stockings with things that they are going to need in the near future. My kids always end up with like glue sticks and pencils in their stockings and some other fun stuff. Like I said, lots of stuff in the stockings.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's too much stuff. But for our adventure gift guide for stocking stuffers, the first thing is find and seek cards. And those are a really fun little game. I don't have that one. I have one that's very similar, though. And it basically gives you prompts to like go find things that are like different textures or different colors or different sizes. And that's amazing to just have on you at all times. I usually have, my deck is usually at the bottom of my diaper bag because it's great for outside, but it also works in other situations too.
Ours lives in our glove.
In like a waiting room before. Just something to do.
Yeah.
For the kiddos. Things to take to the playground or like on the go with you, chalk, bubbles, Play-Doh, always great to have on hand. Those are also things that I usually just keep in my car so that they're on hand and we can just whip them out whenever. Sometimes the difference between 30 minutes at the park and 3 hours at the park is like getting your kids over that hump of like, well, what am I going to do now? Like, oh, we'll blow bubbles for 5 minutes. And then the whole day turns around.
And also a Play-Doh hack that I've done before is on Amazon, there's like kits with like 30 or 60, like if there's various sizes of like different like Play-Doh tools and things. And that's like easy. Like I open up the box or the bag of it or whatever and just split it between my three kids' stockings. And after Christmas, it all goes into the same like Play-Doh box of Play-Doh stuff that we have, but it fills the stocking up and they're excited that they all got some Play-Doh stuff that goes into the bin. And it's a like inexpensive way to fill up a stocking too. Cause I'm not as big of a stocking person as you. I'm like, how do I fill up this space in a fun way? Usually also the stocking is what I'm filling after I've already like capped their Christmas budget. How do I do this in the most financially responsible way possible?
This is another funny Ashley growing up tidbit about stockings and Christmas. But my grandmother made all of our stockings. So they're all, they're like all the same. They have our names, the years we're, the year we were born, whatever. Very sweet. They got progressively larger as they went on. So like if you hold up my stocking next to like my youngest sister or my nephew's, you're like, what is, like, why is Ashley unloved? Like, what? Like, they just get progressively larger as the children go on.
That's hilarious.
Very funny. So, like, the amount you could fit in Sarah's stocking, very different than what you can fit in Ashley's stocking.
Aw. If it's homemade, maybe you can stretch yours.
They are, oh, I have stretched. They're very stretchy. Gotten a lot of weird stuff in there over the years.
Oh, goodness.
Headlamps and flashlights. Great stocking stuffer.
That's another one. Like, I've gotten bulk packages of flashlights. And, like, you can't have enough.
No. Also, less adventure mama, just more mama. Batteries. Put batteries in your kids' stockings, whether they're getting things that need batteries or not, because you always need batteries. And if you're ready to level up, you get the reusable batteries and the charger.
Brilliant. So
that's what we did for my son a couple of years ago. And it's really been a game changer to be like, I don't know, charge the batteries in something. Figure it out, friend. Like,
hey.
That's on you.
Also, this is... since we made this outline, just yesterday, a friend popped out some glow sticks. We were out back talking and my kids were playing in the yard. And like, oh my goodness, three boys in the backfield playing with glow sticks was hilarious to watch. We knew where they were the whole time because they had bright green glow sticks. Like that would be a really easy stocking stuffer too.
Yeah.
We and would did, make nighttime camping super fun too.
We just, tonight, during like... making dinner crazies, because of course they all go crazy when you're trying to make dinner. Like, all right, we're going outside, grabbed the glow sticks, pumped up some music, had a trampoline dance party. It was great. Glow sticks.
That's glorious.
For all occasions. Also, the safety vests that I mentioned a couple weeks ago on the safety episode would fit very well in a stocking.
Ooh. I'm making notes on my printed out line. I don't know, my kids trying to determine if they would feel gypped getting a safety vest in their stocking or not. Depends on how excited they are about safety, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they're reflective, so that's like, I don't know. It's fun for my kids, but
my kids would think it's dress up and then they would they'd probably be overjoyed when I made them wear their dress up quote clothes outside on their bikes. They'd probably be thrilled.
Yeah.
All right.
Pocket microscope is a really fun one to have on hand just for whatever adventures you're going on. My kids got them. My sister just bought them randomly for my kids a while ago. It was not a gift-giving holiday. She bought one for herself and bought extra for my kids.
I love that. But
really fun to have around to just check things out as you're adventuring. To get a closer look at things, and they are really easy to use and kid friendly.
How big is a pocket microscope? Can it actually like fit in a pocket, or do they just say that because it's smaller? Is it like a pocket poodle? Like you can't fit a poodle, even a small one, in your pocket. Don't call it.
Yeah, no, I could fit it in my pocket.
Okay.
Yeah, it is pretty small. I mean, it's significantly smaller than my phone.
Okay.
So, which barely fits in my pocket. My phone's a giant. Or my pockets are small because I'm a woman. I don't know. One of them.
Both.
Probably.
Yeah. And you skipped Life Straw, which is actually amazing. That's what I think my husband got it for his brother a couple years ago. I'm trying to remember if my husband also got one for Christmas. I think he just got it for a trip, a backpacking trip he was going on. But it's brilliant. And I'm sure kids probably, like adults like it for the practicality. And kids probably just love it to drink out of mud puddles.
Yes, for sure. I had one like in college and then I got rid of it at some point. I don't know why. And now I'm like, so practical to have. Why don't I still have that?
Yeah. And for any listeners who might not know, it's like, it has a full filtration system. So you can have clean water anywhere. And it's small. They aren't. So usually stocking stuffers for us are relatively inexpensive. And life straws are probably around the $50 range, aren't they? Or are they less?
They're less.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Within yours, life straws, $20.
Okay. But that also, when you said pocket, it made me think also about pocket knives for older adventure kids. But again, like that might not be very inexpensive. I think there's probably a wide range. You could probably find an inexpensive pocket knife, but the nice ones would probably be more like a main Christmas gift, at least in our house. That's the way Christmas usually goes.
Yeah. My son may or may not be getting a whittling knife for Christmas. One of those things that like we want him to have it, but at the same time we're like, I don't know that you're ready for it.
I don't know if he's ready to be armed.
Yeah, right. I mean, he can arm himself with anything. He doesn't need an actual weapon.
It's true. Any other last I just had an idea. One of the things, my kids can't listen to this. One of the things that I love that I'm going to put in my kids' stocking this year to go along with homeschooling is like the Brain Quest little pocket guides. So they have some that are like the size of a bookmark and it's a stack, usually a couple inches thick, and they have one for each grade level. And so I was going to like get them the correct grade, and those are great for like car rides or while you're out like having like little brain busters or learning moments throughout your day instead of sitting down. Like, my kids don't sit down and learn the best, but they love like like those little moments. And the last one we had I think was for like pre-K 3, so it's they need to
you
be,
might be a little past that.
Yeah. So we're going to update those and put them in their stockings too. Any
fun one?
More ideas from you for stocking stuffers?
No, I was just jealous for a moment of the fact that you have a family of people who don't get car sick.
Oh, I do, but nobody else does.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
Yeah, I don't know. Verdict's out. I get to go to sleep, though. I get to go, I'm sick. Gotta go to sleep. Bye.
I can't. I cannot.
See you in an hour, gang.
Yeah. I do a lot of car sleeping because I can't do anything else.
That's true.
But neither can my son.
Oh.
Sad boy. Probably why he listens to so many podcasts.
All right. So then, moving on to kids' gifts, this is one that we did for my crew probably 2 or 3 years ago, was we did the investment of the climbing dome, and we had it for all two kids because I didn't have three yet. My son was probably three. Yeah, probably three, and my daughter was very little. But it made a move with us. It's still holding on strong. It was a great investment.
Did you disassemble it to move it?
Yeah, that wasn't fitting on the truck. It's very large. reassembling it was funny. I wish I had a video. Because you get to like the last like shape, because some of them are pentagons and some of them are hex. That's six.
Yeah.
Hexagons. And like, you don't realize until you're on like the last shape and have an extra bar. Didn't do it quite right.
That's terrible. It's a terrible time to know.
Which, like, the instructions, when you buy it for your children, it comes with instructions, but we did not keep those instructions for a move, and therefore was trying to reassemble it from memory. And it was a fun time for me to watch my husband, and not a fun time to be an adventure dad. Along with that, too, another gift that we did that was really fun is we got a disc swing that we attached into our dome, and that was one of my girls' birthday gifts, but it would be a fun Christmas gift too because they love to swing inside the climbing dome.
How high is your dome? Like, what's the height of it?
Probably 4 feet.
And there's room to swing under it?
Just barely. So we had to...
I mean, obviously enough that they can do it.
But. Yeah. So the kids like to do it. The kids mostly spin on it. And when you spin it, it gets higher because the rope twists up. It normally hangs like only like 3 inches from the ground. But you can also rig it yourself. So we had to use our own rope and assemble it. And we could make that as short as we wanted to. Just because the other ways were like for straps for like over beams and stuff or trees, like it was very tall and ours is not very tall. But it works especially for the littlers of the littles. Yeah. Can you explain what you mean on this list by carrying case? What are you carrying?
We are carrying all of our fun open-ended toys with us to the playground or on our camping trip. Room for our Legos and our Magna tiles and our art supplies.
Yes. That was
on the go.
That was a good idea. I forgot about it.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I think my brain was going more towards the things in the case. We love open-ended toys. My kids love some magnet tiles. They love, we got Target. A friend of mine said she just found it on Amazon, but I found it at Target that was like a little carry case of dinosaurs. And I think that's what I was thinking of when I wrote that. I said it's like a little box with a handle, and it's been a lifesaver when like we go to cafes or have play groups with a bunch of kids because they all play with the dinos together. But that type of thing could go for any open-ended toy. Ooh, my friends at church, they said this was great for road trips. They have pencil carriers, and they glued like a Lego, like a square Lego board onto the top of it, potentially on both sides, and then put like, she says there's only like 15 or 20 Legos in there, but like they build so many little things, and it's like not an overwhelming amount and not a very messy amount, but it's the perfect amount for them to like make a little animal, make a little airplane. And she says like they play with them so much. Just this little pencil case with a few Legos in it. So it's another idea for the Venture Mama. She said she did it for a road trip, but her kids like take them to church. They just take them all over the place. It's like Legos on the go.
That's smart. My kids went through a phase where they really wanted to bring Legos in the car, but not in any kind of like organizational.
Just handfuls.
It was like little builds that they had and they wanted to bring them to like play with them. And then they lose the pieces because they're like down the side of their car seat and it's a nightmare. But if they had a proper home, it would not be so bad.
Yeah. And then we have sleeping bags. And again, this kind of goes to like when I was thinking about like what camping gear. So sizing up on sleeping bags, camping chairs. I was thinking while we were early talking.
Camp chairs. I feel like that's important to point out.
Sorry, what was that?
It said our girlies have the same camp chair.
They do. And they love it. Yeah. Melissa and Doug only has two or three designs, so it's bound to happen. Also, while we were talking too, I was thinking about like the wool layers. That would be a good either stocking stuffer or adventure gift, is to get like the next size up in wool clothes.
Yeah, I usually do socks and stockings. So they can.
Sockception.
Yeah, right. Socks and socks.
Socks and socks and socks and Crocs. Crocs also are always on my kids' Christmas lists now that we mention it.
They're not on mine. Just these.
They're useful.
Do you have a, now I'm coughing. Do you have a brand that you like for wool layers or for base layers?
No, we've never had that.
I don't have a loyalty brand. No, not loyal to anyone at this point. I'm loyal to cheap at this point.
Yeah, because wool gets pricey. I haven't, because we've been in the South. We haven't. I just haven't been able to justify it yet with the speed in which my kids grow. But it's in my mind that I'm like, especially if we're going to do any type of like winter or later fall camping, I need to take the dive into wool. For any listeners who don't know, wool is a really great underclothes because it wicks moisture and pulls the moisture so that you aren't damp, because when you're damp, you're going to get more cold. So it wicks the moisture while keeping you warm. And good wool isn't itchy. Like, that's a common misconception, is that wool is itchy. But like having wool pants or a wool long sleeve shirt underneath your clothes is usually very soft. Like the merino wool and stuff is very cozy and very like a very safe for cold weather adventures. Or even just cooler adventure, like at night when the temperatures drop low. My husband has a lot of wool socks, and he actually found that he would have the problem where his feet between the wool socks and like winter cold weather hiking boots, his feet were sweating so much that they were like chafing. So like he needed better wool socks, but also he was like, I need some not winter hiking boots. So he has many a wool sock, and new boots are on his list. We got our hiking boots to climb Mount Fuji, which is quite cold, and it was very effective for that. But alas, in Georgia, or he found that out while he was hiking the Appalachia Trail in Virginia. It was a little bit much.
Yeah. It is not that cold here.
And then the last one on our list here, but I'm sure we can also think of others, is Stomp Rockets, which is brilliant.
The stump rocket is another one of those things that just, when my kids are out and don't know what to do, when they're struggling to find something to do, bam, grab the stump rocket. Another thing that lives in my car. What doesn't live in my car?
Like, your car sounds like it should be massive, but it's not.
It's not. That's why. That's why everyone's like squished in there, is because too much stuff lives in my car. But we have the dueling stomp rocket, so two kids can jump at the same time.
Ooh,
you go two different directions. So they don't have to. I mean, I have three kids, two of them that are playing with the stomp rocket. They don't have to wait for each other. They don't have to take turns, which is nice.
Yeah. And
with their stomp spiritual gift.
With stomp rockets too, they're relatively inexpensive, but they also, like, just the nature of tubing and things being stomped on, like, they're going to need to be replaced every couple of years. Like, I just feel like that's inevitable.
Yeah.
There's no gentle way to play a stomp rocket. So that's one that, like, is an easy, like, refresher too. Like, oh, we got, like, that's on our list because our kids demolished our stomp rocket. And it's time for a new one. And they will be just as excited as when they got the first one. I'm certain of it.
I mean, we have one. There's like three at my parents' house. I mean, there's a lot of grandkids vying for it, but they're never, you know, they're never like, oh no, I don't want to do the stomp rocket today. They're like, it is my turn for the stomp rocket.
It's fun. I'm just thinking about past adventure gifts too that I've done along those lines. A few things though that we've done in the past that have been big wins with my family is like their own. We have their own like decorative dishes for camping.
Your kids have the cutest camp dishes.
They do, and it's like bamboo and reusable, and they're excited that they have like their plate. My son's is a dinosaur. My one daughter's is a deer. And the other daughters is, I think, owls and birds. And they're very cute, very eco-friendly, and there's no, like, fighting. Like, they have their set. And kind of some of that responsibility to, like, take your dishes to the dish bin, because if we don't wash it, you aren't going to have dishes for later.
Yeah. Delightful accountability.
Yeah. And then another thing I just thought of too, sorry, like you organized such a beautiful list, and now I'm just shooting from the hip here.
We're great gift givers.
It's my love language. I love gifts. My kids love, they have little waterproof kid cameras, and it's like essentially a very basic GoPro, but they're like $20-$25, and they're legit. Like, they take pictures. We have 500 pictures of the dog's butt right now because that is their most interesting subject, but in theory they would be out in the woods taking pictures of nature.
I mean, it's an animal, it's part of nature.
But they fight over, there are two cameras, and they fight over them still. They fight over which one has the best battery life, I think.
My kids also each have a camera, and I don't know how they know whose is whose. Like, they're exactly the same. I don't know. I think it's based on, like, scratches and dents. Like, whose is whose?
But they know?
Apparently.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Well, they still prefer my phone because they really like to make videos, and the cameras that they have will record a video, but not sound.
Huh.
And the sound is very important.
I'm interested to see because, this is the downfall though. Look at all the specs on it, because ours does video. I don't know if it does sound, but at least one of them has games on it, like cell phone games. And then they're sitting there like sitting on the couch, like playing like beep, 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 beep games. And that, I'm like, no, that's not. And then they kill the battery on the camera playing games. And I'm not about that. And I didn't know it. They were gifts. So I didn't mm-hmm. have too much. They were gifts, not from me. So I didn't have too much.
That was one of the reasons I bought the one that I did, was to avoid all those little games.
Did all of them have them? Like all of the other ones? Because you have more expensive ones than we have too. So
a lot of them had little games. Yeah.
Oh, I don't love that.
No.
And ultimately, too, I tell my kids, I'm like, now you can't take pictures
of the dog.
Right. Dexter is at peace now because they killed their battery on games.
No longer being harassed.
It's the world's most patient dog. If he just ran away, he would be put, like, it would end, but he won't. He loves any attention. Any other thoughts on kids' gifts before we move to parent gifts?
No, I think those were all really good ones.
All right. You want to take the lead on parents?
Sure. I'm sure I'll have
extra ideas.
So for adventure parents, I was, you know, thinking you and your spouse, but maybe also your adventure bestie. Like maybe they also need an adventure gift. And all the adventure parents need coffee. So yeah. La French Press is high on our list. Ones that you can use while camping that kind of do an all-in-one situation. You can boil the water in it and then make your coffee in it so you have less dishes and less things going on.
Mm-hmm.
The one we put on the list is a Stanley because my daughter picked it out.
I love that. And it kind of along those lines too is like, I love an adventure mug. I have two specific adventure mugs. One has mushrooms on it, and one is from Target and says, "Let the adventure begin." And I wish I could say that they lived in the camping stuff, but no, because every day's an adventure. I use them regularly.
It's just a regular Tuesday adventure.
Yeah. They go to a lot of playgrounds with us.
I got in the habit after meeting you of just taking... Nikki just takes a mug of coffee with her. She doesn't use travel mugs. She just takes a mug. Right. So now I also just take a mug, and my husband also just takes a mug. Really? And I tell you, nothing stresses my mother out more than seeing me try to walk out the door of her house with just a mug to get into the car and go somewhere. She will stop me in my tracks and be like, I have travel mugs. I'm gonna pour it in a travel mug for you. I don't want you to spill.
That's funny because that's my husband. He's learned to just roll his eyes at me. But I get a lot of comments. The doctor the other week was impressed that I was juggling three kids in an open coffee mug at the doctor's office. They probably don't see it that much. I just enjoy my cute mugs and I want to drink my coffee no matter where I'm at from it.
I think it's reasonable. I see no flaw, obviously.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I've also adapted the system.
And also, I spill a lot more on myself. Like, it's bound to happen. But I'm happy and covered in coffee. So
just a little bit burnt, but mostly happy.
The worst spill was in your car. No, oh, in my car with your mug. Fidget. This is not about gifts, but I'm a coffee fidgeter too. So like, I probably should stop. I don't have one up here. I do because my pens are in it. I'll cut this. This will be an extra for Instagram. But like, I squeeze and push on like a coffee mug. Like, you can't see my thumbnail. Like this. And Ashley didn't warn me that her mug had been glued together previously.
Because it's usually not a problem because no one's rubbing the seam where it was glued together.
But I'm a fidgeter. And approximately 30 seconds into a trip, it was like one of those delayed reactions where like, I'm hot. It's like something spilled, but how did a full cup of coffee spill on myself? And then I realized I was still holding the handle and the entire cup of coffee was in my lap.
God.
I was like, it's okay.
Yeah, that was just not great. Very sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry that I broke your mug.
Okay. I mean, you didn't. It was already broken.
I rebroke it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, trying to parent that moment of like, it's okay, kids. We're going to turn around. I'm going to call Miss Ashley. We'll put a towel. I'll just sit on a towel on the seat. But mom does need clean pants. Like, this is not something I can push through.
Can only adapt and overcome so much. This is not a wear it dry situation.
Right. Oh, that would stink too. Because I put creamer in my coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways, back to gifts. Coffee. All the coffee.
All the coffee. All the coffee. All the mugs. Caffeinate the adventure parents.
Yes. Ooh, and also like Uncommon Goods has like coffees from around the world or like special like coffees that I like getting family and friends too.
Uncommon Goods is so fun. If you don't shop Uncommon Goods, go. Go shop Uncommon Goods. Very fun.
It's so cool.
Slightly less cool than Uncommon Goods, but the solar power charger, very handy to have. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend. Great for camping. Great for adventuring. It is exactly what it sounds like, but it'll save the day sometimes.
Also, because probably just because I'm dense, but you can charge it ahead, like through an outlet. It does not need to just be solar power. Like you can pre-charge it and then it's a power bank that can be recharged solarly. My husband was like, I'm going to charge up the solar charger. And I was like, so you're putting it in a window? He was like, no, I'm plugging it in. And I was like, what?
What?
So it's great, like, because you can have it as an emergency backup and have it be a bank already that can recharge in the sun.
So brilliant.
Yes.
Next one is a much more pricey item, but a very handy one. And that is the, for me, my personal preference is the Osprey kit carrier, the big, like, on your back. Carry your toddler on your hike for many, many miles. Especially if you're like planning on having multiple kids, it's a really good investment, I think, to have, even though it is a pricier item.
Yeah.
It's good to have.
And you can use it for a long time too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my kids are slender, but my 4-year-old still fits in it fine.
Every time you say your 4-year-old, I think you're talking about your oldest, and I can't wrap my mind around your middle being 4. Sorry.
I know. She's very grown.
I guess that's what happens. They just keep getting bigger.
Yeah. It's not fair. But she still doesn't want to walk, so in the carrier she goes.
Very good.
Yeah. I'm going to jump ahead and then double back. Next up, a multi-tool. I just got my first multi-tool for my birthday this year. And I feel like it's something that all the dads have and most of the moms don't. And maybe that's like a gendered sexist statement, but also they're very handy.
The mamas should have them.
They should. And I'm working on like, okay, like this is part of what I grab when I leave the house every day. And I'm not great at it. And I feel kind of silly sometimes with it like clipped into my pants, but very useful. Mm-hmm. Lots of things. Like, I mean, it's a multi-tool. There's multiple uses for it. It's in the name, but like, especially as adventure parents, like we're out and about, we're doing things. It's good to have some of those things on you.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you have?
I got a Leatherman. Ooh. It's not. Yeah. Alec picked it out. Like it's not huge. It fits in my lady pockets. Jeez. I mean, I say that I don't think Alex would fit in my pocket. So, like his is much bigger than mine.
We have a couple spare Gerbers that I think one of them lives on top of the fridge. Cause like my husband has to have it on his uniform all the time. So he has one or two that always are on his uniform. Then he has one that lives on top of the fridge and one, I believe, that lives in the car. And I reach for it all the time. I should have my own. Mm-hmm. Our last name is etched into it. So my name is on it.
That's horrible.
I should get my own because I don't know. Do you like holster yours like he does with his uniform? He puts it on his belt? Or do you put it in your lady pockets?
I'm working on having it like clipped into my pocket, but it's not. I don't know. It's not comfortable yet, but we'll get there.
It's pretty badass.
Or I'll like just throw it in the diaper bag.
Such a mom thing. You never hear a dude say, I'm throwing my Leatherman or my Gerber into the diaper bag.
Right?
You can tell that this one is getting recorded later in the night. We have the
giggles. We're doing our best. We're trucking on through. Last thing that I have for adventure parents is it's on my list. I am hoping to get this for Christmas. Hint, hint. And it is not available on Amazon. It's from a company called, I think it's Wildalore is how it's pronounced. But they make nursing clothes for adventure moms. Mm-hmm. So they have a nursing-friendly fleece. And then they're about to launch nursing-friendly base layers.
Ooh.
As well. And they are lovely and functional. And if you're a breastfeeding mama, you know how much it stinks to have to feed a baby outside when it's cold. Like, sometimes there's just nothing I want to do less. Feed that baby when it's cold out. Or the struggle of, like, just figuring out how to dress yourself before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
So always nice to have nursing friendly options.
Yeah. When you have 10 layers on, it's so much harder to nurse. Like you just can't just pull that up and nurse a baby.
Yeah. It's clunky.
Like a Michelin man.
Some do your snow pants to nurse a baby.
Yeah. Yep. Don't be the Michelin man. Get nursing friendly adventure gear.
Also, I'll add we just talked about balanced and barefoot. Maybe this is coming up before then. Spoiler, sneak peek. We're going to talk about balanced and barefoot. And I mean, I'm a book nerd. I love getting some books or like
we should have a separate book category.
Oh, we should.
There'll be a separate book category. Get excited for it.
Mm-hmm. We won't rapid fire it right now because we're just too giggly.
We're too tired for that.
But on our links, we'll put some books in there too that we like that are great for adventure moms. And maybe next year we'll have some adventure mom merch to hand out. Ooh, we should make an adventure mug. An adventure mama mug.
Can you do that?
I won't be able to, but
okay.
I won't be able to screen print it, but we can do it. Yeah. I just can't.
Absolutely, Bugs.
All right. I'm gonna rein it in. Any other thoughts on adventure parents?
Those are the things I want.
And again, like, I would just think, like, there's so much gear that is hard to justify sometimes, like a nice cast iron or my husband has a nice setup, like a coffee propane, or it's not even necessarily coffee. It's like a backpacking propane setup to on a propane can create a little burner. You know, one year I got him a very lightweight, like it's for, obviously my husband likes backpacking, but it's like a 1 pound camp chair because you want to pack very light. And one year he wanted the underquilts for his hammock. And so just anything that's kind of holding you back from adventure, like, oh, I can't go backpacking. I don't have the right gear for that. Or you know, I'd love to go camping with my kids, but I need a tent or a camp stove or something like that. Like, it's a really good time to invest in adventure and give those suggestions to friends and family to just support your adventure lifestyle. And then moving on, our final category is gifts for the whole family.
Do you do family gifts? We do family gifts. I don't know if that's weird after I made that category.
It's not weird. It's not something that we've done yet, but it's something we're open to. So like the climbing dome was kind of a family gift. We got a play couch for my girl last year. And that was like for her, but we were very aware that when like the budget lines all panned out, like, she got a more expensive gift, being aware that all the kids were going to play with it and my other two had less expensive gifts, if that kind of makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Which my kids are still young enough to get away with that because they don't understand cost value. Once they get to be teenagers, they'll be like, they got an expensive gift.
Yeah.
As far as like auxiliary family, sometimes we do family gifts. So for like an aunt and uncle and cousins, we might do a family gift. Yeah, we haven't done too much with the family, but I like the idea. And these are the things that you would consider for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess the first thing I have listed here is the hammocks, but I guess that could really fall anywhere. To have hammocks for your kiddos. And this... is this the brand that you have, Wise Owl?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I was not familiar with this brand, and I looked it up. And, guys, it is exactly the same as an Inu and way cheaper.
Oh, really? I didn't know what an Inu was.
That's the brand I have. That was the brand that I had known for, like, camping hammocks.
Okay.
It's the brand my sisters have. But these ones look pretty much exactly the same, and they're much more cost effective. So I don't know that I would necessarily get an Inu for my kids based on the price point, but these I would.
Yeah, these are the ones that we've, over years as the kids have grown up, like, they've each gotten a hammock. And I think that it might be the brand that I got for my husband too. And he does, like, he sleeps in his hammock while he's backpacking, so we like them. They have different sizes too. Like, they have a two-person one. They have a one-person one. I can't remember if our kids are actually kid sizes or if they're just a one-person one. But they have different sizes and different weight limits. So,
Next up is a Easy Up tent. The one we have linked is the one that my family has. It has been a lifesaver. We've talked about it before. It goes up so quickly. If you're jealous. Especially, I think, if you want to get into camping as a solo adult with your kids. Unless you're very committed to making sure your kids know how to pitch a tent properly, if that's not like super high on your priority list, get an Easy Up tent. It'll be up in 5 minutes. And especially when you're trying to wrangle multiple kids in a new place, being able to do that quickly.
I can tell you firsthand, relying on a five-year-old to be your pitch a tent partner is unreliable. And he's great and he's done a really great job, but it's, I'm so jealous of your Easy Up tent.
10 out of 10, highly recommend. If you are in need of a tent, do yourself a favor, get the Easy Up.
Yes. The next one, I'm just going to touch on because I've been scoping this out. It's a telescope. That's why it's a funny joke.
Get it?
I've been looking. So essentially, like, they can range. The range I've been looking at is like the $60 to $200, but like you can go all out and get a $2,000 telescope and have it be phenomenal. But there are some really cool family-friendly ones, especially for little kids, that you can see details of the moon, you can see Venus, you can see like shooting stars and constellations and things like that for like $60. And I'm waiting to see some Black Friday deals. I think you heard it here first. I don't work for Amazon, but I'm going to bet that one of them will dip under 50.
Leaving Amazon, I haven't purchased these for my family yet, but they are super fun and I will be purchasing them soon. They are they're called State Bucket Adventure List. And it's like you get a deck of cards and they're scratch offs. And it's so it'll tell you like information about it, like where it is, kind of like the cost, what weather would be good for this adventure, et cetera, et cetera. Without actually telling you what it is. And then you scratch off what the actual adventure is. And they have them for, it looks like almost every state. They definitely have them for Virginia and Georgia. And they are currently on sale. So the company that makes them is called Reach International Outfitters, or Rio. And they are State Bucket List adventure cards. They're really fun.
How fun. And
I'm excited to get them at some point for my crew. Because sometimes you don't want to plan an adventure. Sometimes you want someone else to plan it for you. Being able to say, what are we doing this weekend? I don't know. Scratch off a card. Let's find out.
That's so fun. Oh my gosh, they might make our list now too. Yeah. I've never heard of that before. It did make me think though, this is not on our typed list, but I'll add it, is a fun adventure gift that I like that I got for my husband is like a big wall map that you can poke pins in and you can get them on Etsy. You can probably get them lots of different places or like the scratch off where you've been, like as you do adventures. And it's a really fun visual for just remembering what your family's done, where you want to go, what you want to do. Got that for my husband, I think our first Christmas together. And it's a fun conversation piece too. Our kids talk about it. It's right above our dining room table. Yeah, it's just fun. See our adventures.
I know most of your adventures and I still like looking at your map.
They have a lot. So because we got it for him, he has a lot of his adventures and our family rule is that he can put a pin in any adventure he goes on, but he has to try to take us there too. Like we want to take the family to everywhere there's a pin. And he's deployed to Europe. So there's some cool places on there.
Yeah. You have a large list to tackle.
Sneaky wifeys. And then another favorite gift of ours, we've talked about it before, but asking for and gifting memberships to museums, the zoo, the aquarium, botanical gardens, whatever is in your vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's easy to, it once you have that membership, to say, oh, I don't really know what we should do today. Let's go to whatever the place is.
Yep.
That you have the membership. And, you know, there's programs going on. There's things changing. There's traveling exhibits. It's not, none of those places are like static and the same every time.
Yeah, usually they aren't, at least. I put a different place on my kids' wish list. So we use, I'm trying Elfster this year so that I can put the memberships and things on the kids' wish list to send out to family. Mm-hmm. And I put a different membership, a family membership, on each of theirs. So that, mm-hmm. like, it would kind of be a family gift. But if a family member wants to get them each one, they can.
Yeah.
I also, and I might kick myself for this, but I put drum lessons on my sons.
I'm shaking my head no at Nikki.
My hope is that it will make his chaos noise a little bit more tolerable. Because he's making noise no matter, like, regardless. I might kick myself, though. You guys might be hearing me in 6 months. Damning the day. I decided to arm my children with noisemakers. But I love experience gifts. And I was like, well, let's get them drum lessons and call it school.
Yeah. Music. That is school. 110%.
It's math, too.
Done and done.
So that wraps up the Adventure Mama Gift Guide.
Woohoo!
Coming your way. Holidays 2024. Let us know if we missed anything, and we'll add it.
You can, happy shopping adventures.
Yeah.
Because that is an adventure.
It's true. You can email us at adventuremamaspodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, adventure.mamas.podcast, or on Facebook at The Adventure Mamas. And
you did it. It's really hard to say all of them right, guys. They're all different.
My life is complete. That's it. Goodbye.
She has ascended.
Goodbye, world.
All right, we'll see you next time. Happy adventuring.
Happy adventuring.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.